Hello everyone, howdy howdy, how are you today? Today is a beautiful day, a day that I want to come share a couple of things with you guys that I shared this morning on my Facebook Live, and I thought, you know what, that is a podcast. So allow me a couple of minutes to talk to you about some blind spots in your business. Are y'all cool with that? You could take it to your business. Obviously, I am obsessed with my new business mastermind that I have, but I want you to remember that anything that I teach you could be taken into your marriage, into your home, into your life, really into everything. But right now, I want to talk to you about your business. I love teaching and coaching direct sales ladies. Now, what is direct sales? Notice I didn't say multi-level marketing, because that's one industry. Direct sales to me is the umbrella industry, meaning that you represent yourself. So if you, even if you're a boutique owner, if you're a realtor, if you're in multi-level marketing, whatever it is that you do, right? My experience is real estate, selling life insurance, and then building wealth in multi-level marketing. But regardless, I had one job, you guys. Gosh, it was in 2000. It was not in 2000. It was in 27 years ago. So 1996 was the last year that I ever taught school at a school. And so that's the last job I ever really had. Since 1996, I have represented myself. And so the new guide that I have, if you don't have my free guide, go to robbiepage.com and get my free guide. Basically, what that consists of is my coach making me sit down and really truly think to myself, what did I do different in this saturated world, in this industry where it seems like there's realtors on every corner. There's CPAs on every corner. There's attorneys on every corner. There's multi-level marketing on every corner. You guys, it's really not saturated. Y'all know that, right? Like, it's not saturated. And you have no competition. I want you guys to remember that. You literally have no competition. Why? Because very few people really understand what I'm about to teach you. Okay? Hang in there with me. Now, if we look at the current state of your business, of your income, of your relationships, of your peace, of your mind, it all has to do with belief. So as people are jumping from company to company to company to company to company to company to company, and it's really not working, then sometimes we have to stop and we have to ask ourselves, well, what if it's me? Well, what if it's me? What if it's my fault? And I'm here on this beautiful podcast to tell you it probably is your fault. But listen, that's good news. I want you to see that as good news today, because all of our life is our fault. Let's just be honest. It's our fault, you guys. And that doesn't make us wrong. That makes us aware. Because you can go company to company to company. You can change real estate brokers to real estate brokers to real estate brokers to real estate brokers. You can change multi-level marketing company to multi-level marketing company to multi-level marketing company. But if you're not experiencing massive growth, then it's your fault. So let me explain what I mean. Before you get your feathers ruffled, don't get your feathers ruffled. Hang in there with me. I promise I'm going to give you some hope, okay? But listen to me. What you need to understand to move forward in your success journey is number one, you. At the root of you guys, are beliefs, okay? I teach about beliefs like blueprints, strategies, focus, a brain map, the baseball, the iceberg effect. Like, I teach all of that in my business mastermind. It's super intense. But for time's sake, I want to share this with you guys. You have to look at your belief. Your belief. Let's start with you. Do you really believe in what you're capable of? Do you really believe in what you have your hands on? Or did you just get excited because your best friend's sister called you and asked you to join her team and you did? Do you really believe in what you have your hands on? Now, if we look at our belief factor, you guys, And most of the time, our belief was established before we were seven. So your negative attitude, your positive attitude, your complaining attitude, your grateful attitude, your perspective, how you deal with everything, how you perceive customers, how you think about money, how you think about transactions, how you think about branding yourself, how you think about how you look, all your filters, none of your filters, all those things, they fall under belief. And your belief is going to frame your behavior. And your behavior is going to lead to habits. So what I want you to think about today is I want you to think about, go all the way back. Just take yourself, for instance. What is your belief about yourself? Take other people. What is your belief about other people? Take your family. What is your belief about your family? Take your friends. What is your belief about your friends? Take money. What is your belief about money? Take the industry, direct selling industry. What is your belief about the direct selling industry? Take saturation. What is your belief about saturation? Take customers. Like literally go down these little bitty step-by-step things and reevaluate what you believe. Now, go back through that list, and I want you to start to look at how do you behave? Are you always offended? Are you super defensive? Do you have to be right? Are you an emotional vomiter, keyboard therapy on Facebook? Are you passive aggressive? All of that has to do with your beliefs. Or are you grateful? Or are you super optimistic? Do you believe in the glass half full versus the glass half empty? Do you have toxic thinking or do you have incredible victorious thinking? Do you believe that you have everything that it takes to be successful? Or do you believe that you were dished out the wrong last name and the wrong city and the wrong heritage and the wrong? You will see that your belief in those things will always frame how you behave. And then finally, I want you to look at your habits. Your habits. Your habits come from, yep, you guessed it. Number one, how you believe. Number two, your behaviors. Those have created your habits. Now, I want to end with this. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about how 50% of our thoughts, of our memories of our past are wrong. Think about that. And over 90% of our thinking in our day is in the past. So can you see the cycle here? Can you see the spiral? This is why I teach the iceberg, you guys, in my mastermind. Because the top of the iceberg is what we do, how we behave, our habits, whether we whatever, y'all fill in the blank. The bottom of the iceberg is what you believe, is how you think. And sadly, what happens is, kind of like the Titanic, when it runs into the iceberg, it's not the top of the iceberg that causes a tragic wreck. It's the bottom of the iceberg that causes a tragic wreck. And so that's what I wanted to really talk to you guys about today. I really want you guys to think through, maybe you are not achieving success. Maybe you are not where you are and where you want to be. Maybe your business hasn't grown. Maybe you're at odds with everyone because of how you think. What if your whole, do the math, what if everything in your life added up to your fault purely because of what you believe? Now, that's either going to make you excited or it's going to piss you off. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I hope you're like me. And I hope that you take a long, hard look and you go, okay, it doesn't piss me off. That's actually encouraging for me. Because here's the thing, you guys. You can't change everyone, but you can change you. And when you change you, like Dr. Joe Dispenza says, your current reality is based off of your current personality. So do those things today, will you? Will you just try those things today? I'm really, really, really curious to see what you find. Get a piece of paper. Please don't do this on your phone. Y'all, grab a pen. I'm 51 years old. I think doing everything on our phone has robbed so much of greatness in your journal. So grab a journal, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, and just write some things down. I'm really curious to see what you find out. And then let me know. Reach out to me. Find me on Facebook, Robbie Page. On Instagram, Robbie Page. On YouTube, Robbie Page. Or go to my website, you guessed it, www.robbiepage.com. And if you don't have my free guide, you guys will see it there on robbiepage.com. It's my 7 secrets to success in direct sales for women. It's the 7 things that I did that most people will never tell you. They want to tell you go post more on social media. They want to tell you go to therapy. They want to tell you you need a better upline. They want to tell you you need better products. They want to tell you no. Listen, I'm not the business coach that is going to say, oh, I'm going to help you hit all your goals. Because I can't babysit you and I can't make you do anything, but here's what I will do. I will make sure that you become the woman who hits all her goals. All right? And by the time I'm done with you, you will smile and you will say, oh my God, I love this industry. I love representing myself. I love deciding my own check. I love being my own boss. I love and have the confidence and I'm brave and I'm a decision maker and I don't need anybody's permission. That's really what I'm after. All right, girls, let me know how that works for you guys. I'm curious to hear back from you guys. Happy day.